Hello, once again, it's Galwa. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Galwa Unscripted. It's been a good week for me. It's been, well, thank God. how have you guys been? Like, our normal greeting, how have you guys been? Thank you for always joining me. Thank you for always listening, sharing. Please continue listening, sharing, commenting, and subscribing on any of your podcast channels. And it's sure it's Galwa Unscripted, and you keep us going. You keep us going. Keep telling us how to make this show better, and we will make it better for you. So, like we mentioned in the previous episode, yeah? Like I mentioned, we decided to make the show more listener-friendly, listener-centric, you know, and today we are going to start that journey in earnest. So, our topic for today is, I love this one. I love it, yeah, but our topic for today is, how important is money in an adult romantic relationship? The topic was suggested by our listener, Priska, from Abuja. Thank you, Priska. Thank you very, 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 very much. And without further ado, we move. So, like this, like it is, yeah? Growing up, and you know, in our teenage years, you know, when all you wanted to do was be with the finest chick in secondary school or, you know, in your area or, you know, but for me, growing up in the north, actually, was there's this thing with northern girls. Like, if you've been to the north and you know the north, like, the northern men love beautiful women. Like, it's not our fault, but we love our women really beautiful. So, growing up, like, anytime you see a beautiful girl, you see, like, everybody from the frogs to the handsome guys, the normal guys, the elderly ones, the everybody, like, you see, she will be like the center of attraction, like everybody will be going for her and everything, and then everybody will be, other people will be hating her, and then she has like a big litter to choose from, you get. So it was all the best that would be taken most times. And when I say the best, if you're not fine, man, or you don't have money, man, like northern chicks, if you don't have money to a certain extent, you know. So a lot of us were like, if you are in secondary school and then your father was not a big guy, or they are not bringing you one kind of big car, or you know, you don't spend hundreds, because we know, when I was in secondary school, you're not spending thousands, man. We are spending, if you're not spending, like the ballers were spending hundreds of naira. Like, you know, if you had like a break, your lunch money was like maybe 15 naira. Like, for the poor guys, like, you have to like just drink water and then, you know, water and inshallah, and then continue your life, yeah. But for the like middle class guys, like, where I felt I fell under, your lunch money was between 20 naira and 15 naira. Sometimes, like, your mom will like tell you that after it's Friday, half day, you don't need money, because you're taking breakfast and you're going to leave by 12:30, and then, you know, that kind of thing. So, waiting, you go chop inside 20 naira or 15 naira, and waiting, you go give, like, you go buy ice cream for the babe, you get. So, if you're not a baller that was spending hundreds of naira, like, 300 now, like, you're a baller, you're like obios of that point in time. So, you know, the babes there in secondary school, you were like fine babes. Like, if you were not a baller, they won't like listen, unless you're maybe a brilliant guy, and then you'll be like fucking towards you too. Maybe, you know, even at secondary school, they didn't even like really care about grades. Like, you know, it's not like university that babes will just come to you because maybe you had a high GPA and shit. You know, but secondary school, they did not even like send you like that. So, you know, like that, we grew up in that situation whereby only the ballers in secondary school. And then I moved to university, and then you see, you do your NYC with a babe. When I say NYC, like, you serve from 100 level to 400 level, and then one baller will come and marry her up, you get. That is what happened to us in the north, you get. So if you didn't have money, or you didn't have you know, you're not handsome, or you did not have swag, or you didn't have the illusion of money. When I say illusion of money, is like maybe you cleaned up well, you had the glowing skin, or you're handsome. That's the illusion of money. But there are some that had real money, and you know. So the Northern Bees, like, we're not like, you know, this is material. I'm sorry, Northern Bees, but that's just the truth, yeah. And so a lot of us guys were always going for, you know, the people that will see your potential, be like, possibly the non-Northern Bees, you'll see, and they'll be like, come on, this guy has potential, though. Future money, not now money, you get. So that was kind of it, you know. So I feel, to a certain extent, growing up in the North, you would know that, if you don't have money, man, just hide your face, bro, because it's nothing for you. Yeah, some will like you because maybe they like you because they like your character, or maybe they were brought up in a situation whereby, you know, money is not everything. But the point is, if you're from the North, you know how, you know, having money is, you know, in a relationship, how important it is. Because one day you might just to finish all your love, Shah Rukh Khan and Kareena Kapoor kind of love, and then one day another latecomer will come into a Range Rover and come and park and horn, and then she'll be like, they'll go to her house and then they'll be like, you know it's Play Jumat, you know it's Play Jumat in Germany, and then they'll just say, somebody came, somebody that used to lead their Jumat in the mosque, and he's more religious than you, and then, you know, flimsy excuses, that's what I mean, you know. So yeah, my own is, to my own mind, I feel, to a certain extent, you need a bit of money. you need money to, you know, handle your some kind of manly responsibilities, you get, you know. But I feel, again, it shouldn't be, you know, the determining factor of whether the relationship has a potential or not, or, you know. But, you know, it depends on you and your partner, last. So that's my opinion. So I reached out to listeners, yeah, and, you know, I got a lot of responses, and these responses have been cracking me up. And then I'm going to read some of them, and yeah, so thank you guys for everyone that responded. I'm going to mention your name and where you're talking from, where you send me the message from, and, you know, I'll read your response. So we start off with Abdul Malik. He was the very first person that replied. Abdul Malik from Kaduna, thank you very much. He said, how can you be in a romantic relationship without spending? Without money, most men are actually handicapped. Yeah, you know, Babiala, handicap, yeah. This doesn't have to be everyday spending, but money is supposed to be. No be love, lullaby, she want chop, as that will make the relationship last. Love is sweet, but money is sweeter. Love, lullaby. So you can't come and be doing, I love you, I miss you, have you eaten today? You have to spend the money, bro. Okay, let's move on. Rimanson Tetti from Taraba. Money enhances and stabilizes good relationship. No matter how the love be, it stabilizes and no be. High current fibro the relationship TV. Yeah. This is okay. You have to stabilize. Okay, so money stabilizer. Binatone. Let's move on. Abdul Jalil from Ogun State said, it is an active ingredient in making the relationship work. Brings a feeling of security. That means you no go be bulldog with a follow girl. They pursue everybody. Better men where they come. Okay. Shyness and greed. Stinginess and greed. Sorry, not shyness. Stinginess and greed won't come up as insults. It makes the things flow easier and make the relationship blossom. With money out of the way, you can focus on other problems, other, you know, issues in the relationship. I quite agree with that. You know, you can't be just be following the babe and, you know, bodyguarding her, and then better men are coming, you don't have money, and then you keep her, you know. So I feel, with, as he said, with money out of the way, man can focus on other matters that, you know, we can talk about how to build the future and how to, you know, how to keep on keeping on the relationship, how to focus on love. Money is out of the way. We know our money is not okay. And then Vivian from Abia State said, money is definitely top three in relationships. So what is top one? What is top two? is it love? Food? because me and no food, we have to like keep talking about food and then money. Okay. But Viv, okay. You know, you Igbo girls again, man. If you don't have money, it's really hide your face, though. But thank you very much. And that's a dig from Abuja says, money is the root of all evil. And at the same time, it is the solution to all problems. Well, I quite agree with you. That's a good one. Let's move on. And then Taiwo Babalola for Lagos. He said, if you don't get money, hide your face. He's reminding of the classic Davido line. If you don't get money, hide your face. So for Taiwo Babalola, if you don't have the money, then the relationship is not going to work. Okay. And then we move on. Said Abdul AY from Abuja. He said, oh Nikoko. Okay. Also reminding us of the classic Davido line that said, you know, oh Nikoko, money is the issue. So I think Davido, at this point in time, Davido should just quit being a musician and be, you know, a relationship expert, because he's busy inspiring people and, you know, telling us how to go about with your relationship. Let's move on. So this is one of my personal favorites. Ablafiz from Kaduna. Ablafiz, thank you very much. He said, speaking from the male perspective, you need to be able to meet up with some of your partner's needs, no matter how little it can be. It shows how much dependable you can be to her, irrespective of whether or not she is financially stable. You also need to make an effort to complement, because if it leads to marriage, she is your responsibility. That's why a married man is called a responsible man. It is because of his ability to meet up with responsibilities that require spending money. Ah, it's really powerful. I feel this was one reply I got that really resonated with me. You get, you know, if you guys are dating for fun, yeah, you know, it's for fun. But if you want to date an adult romantic relationship, you know, you guys are adult. It's not childish romantic, like, you know, an adult one. You know, this is what I want. You have aspirations. You have you know, things you want to, you know, you want to spend the rest of your life with this person. It's not like I love you, I miss you. No. You're ready to do this, and then you have to be responsible. And speaking for, like you said, you're just speaking from the male perspective. You have to, irrespective of whether she is Dangote's daughter or not, or she is for Lawrence Alakija and everything, you have to just, you know, be, you know, financially stable. And I agree with that quite totally. And yeah, thank you, Blurfi. Thank you. And then, yeah, Mariam Dankofa from Kaduna. Mariam said, money shouldn't be the base of any relationship at all. That's like entering a danger zone. Okay. Money shouldn't be, you know, the base. Okay. You know, well, I love it when ladies say this, because so that at the end of the day, mo no go shoot our shots, yeah? And then you can't tell me say I broke, we go fight. This is one of your presenters telling me that money shouldn't be the base. Well, I quite agree, because sometimes you might miss out of the perfect person. Perfect in your sense, perfect in an imperfectly way, yeah? But you might miss out of that person because maybe you said money was the, you know, the yardstick for you. Let's move on. So Tessie from Abuja said, it is extremely important. Let us all be honest. She said, don't laugh, Galma. I'm laughing already. Imagine you can't take babe out for movies at least once in a month, or a nice dinner. Think calm now. Yeah. Okay. As long as she's not asking for 10 million naira bone straight weave, man, I'm good. But yeah, think it out. Think calm. Think about it. Use your brain. Wisdom. You have to do good things for a lady. Like, you know, all these acts of services, all these five love languages, like a lot of them, they cost money, man. You have to, you know, put in the work. And I believe as long as it's minimal, you know, to a certain extent, don't go do past yourself. If you know, say, you know, if you do, well, get somebody that would understand. I feel at the end of the day, it's all about understanding and all that. So finally, last person that sent me a mail was Mariam Osiri from, Mariam, where are you from now? Enugu or Abuja, yeah, you're from Abuja now. So, money is definitely good for an adult relationship. But by that, I mean fair financial stability. It, however, should not be the attitude to start a relationship with somebody. Okay, this is I know Mariam personally, you get, so I know, I understand where she's coming from, and this is I feel good to a certain extent, because thinking like from where you come from and then you make it a yardstick. I ask this question always, people that make money yardstick for relationship, what will happen if the money goes? We always say the money will go. If the money goes, will the honey stay? You get, will you stay? When if you make that a yardstick, what if it's not there tomorrow? I feel any adult relationship, you just fall in love with the person, with the wits and with doubts of the person, and with the good and bad and ugly. Because sometimes you fall in love with a particular thing. What will happen if, okay, for guys, if you fall in love with beauty, what will happen if the girl is not beautiful any longer? What if she get old and wrinkly? What if a bulldog rips out her face? You know, okay, what if you know, you fall in love with the guy because of money, and then he goes bankrupt the next day? Are you just going to pick up and leave after you've told everybody that this is my love and this is this and that is that, you know? So I feel adult relationships are all about compromise and all about thinking, knowing the person and communicating with that person. And you know, money or no money, there's some relationships that, you know, guy, they are struggling, but they love, you see the love, it's like massive, you understand? And there are some, there's everything but there's no love, you get, there's money and then there's no love. You see, are going to, you know, going to a boy that is hustling for his daily 2k inside. So yeah, at the end of the day, I feel you just have to compromise and think about it. Love your partner irrespective of money or no money. And you guy, if you have money, don't be stingy, spend on your babe. Take her out for nice dinner, buy her nice. It doesn't have to be big, it could be something like a necklace, like all these rubber necklaces, he said 250. You get, just the significance, the, you know, the love behind it. And then when you have money, bruv, burn out. If you don't, you go according to your means, and then everything will be good, everything will be posh. But then, who am I to judge? Can't even do the love thing well myself. But you know, God thing, and we can do it. We all be God that I said we can do it. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for all your meals. I'm really grateful. I am grateful. Like, this means a lot. Like, some people are listening to me and giving me feedback. So we will do this again next week. Thank you very much. Please keep on listening, keep on subscribing, keep on commenting, keep on sharing, keep on telling us how to make this show a better show. And thank you for listening once again. The show is Galma Unscripted. You can find it on Anchor, you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Jamet, Spichna, plenty anywhere. Just search Galma Unscripted and it's going to come up. And please keep on subscribing, keep on listening, and keep on sharing with your friends, your friend friends, your friend friends, friend friend friend, your pastor, your imam, everybody. Just share, and then together we can make this show better. Thank you very much. See you next week. Bye-bye.